Go ahead, you can start it.
All right. I'd like to call to order the regular meeting Wednesday, April 13th, the City of Derby Pension Board. It is 5:18 p.m. I have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Roll call. Steve,
Mr. Bell.
Mark is here. Bobby, is that you?
No, I was calling the roll, but that's all right. I got it.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Bell is absent. Ms. Conlon is trying to get on. I need to text her the stuff. Mark Garofalo's here. Steve Iacone?
Here.
Jeff Polis?
Present.
Charlie Sampson?
Present.
Judy Sevcik?
Here.
All right, meeting called to order at 5:19 p.m. And there is a quorum present.
Okay. These additions, deletions, corrections, adoption of the agenda. Any discussion? The move to adopt the agenda is written.
So move, Charlie Sampson.
Second.
And in a second, we're vote.
All in favor would be aye.
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 Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public wish to speak? Anybody from the public wish to speak? For the third time, anybody from the public wish to speak? Having heard no one, we move to close the public portion.
So move, Charlie.
Second, Jeff.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Number six, approve the minutes of the March 9th meeting, 2022. Any discussion?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
I'll second.
Having a second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair, the record should reflect that Ms. Conlon has entered the meeting.
Okay. Right on time. Number seven, any updates for the pension? I don't think we have any other information. Just the quarters that I sent out the last time. I haven't received any other correspondence from them. I don't know if Maria has seen anything.
No, they haven't sent anything.
All right. Any other discussion on it?
Did you guys get the draft that I sent over today?
Yes, we did.
The yep. Next one up. All right. Seeing how there's no other update, any discussion on that? If not, move on to number eight. Maria, I thank you for doing this. It'd be the RFP for the pension plan management services, discussion and possible action.
Yep. Does anybody have any, I mean, I know it was a lot of probably to get through today, but does anyone have any questions or changes that they think we need to make to that? That's really the first step before you put it out to bid.
Maria, Charlie Sampson. So I actually read the whole thing, and I'm not a lawyer or in a finance person, but I thought that was excellent. Thank you very much.
Yep, no problem.
I really agree with, and my big thing is the reporting and making people have to report to us on a quarterly basis is obviously makes much better sense than a monthly basis. And also asking them to give us an oral report. I really like that part. So good job, young lady.
Thank you.
I'm not a lawyer either, and I actually didn't have a chance to read it, but I'm sure because Maria did it and Charlie likes it, I think it's probably excellent. So you
have my thanks, Judy. Appreciate it.
I agree. I read through it. I Maria, you wrote that verbatim?
Like with a little bit of help. Yeah, I had a little bit of help from a third party.
Yeah, very nice. Do you want me to put it on the screen, or are we good with it? I mean, it sounds like everybody kind of took a peek at it.
That's up to you guys.
I'm good with it. I mean, I, you know, like I said, I'm old school. I printed it so I could have it in my hand.
A couple blanks to fill in, but Maria, I'm sure you can get that information and just put in your Appendix A and whatever the other one was. I mean,
yeah, the Appendix A I'm working on because I requested it from, you know, just the current pension outline that we have, and I haven't gotten a respond back yet from the investment company, which I think is part of the problem. So as soon as I get that, I'll just add that in there. That's really all that is. It's just a snapshot of the current one.
Yeah. Maria, I got one question for you.
Yep.
We've always tried to set an interest rate and look at the Social Security index when we were looking at getting raises. Is that something that we would ask them to do after, or should we put it in the proposal?
So that should actually be done by an actuary, not necessarily the pension company.
Okay.
Which we can, we already have somebody that does that we can just request that. I don't think that piece, because that's a moving target. You know, like obviously if we're basing it off of this year with consumer price index being through the roof and inflation, that wouldn't bode well for the pension numbers. But that 2.5% to 6% floating number, you know, we can have the actuary calculate that on an annual basis.
All right. Because that was one of the hiccups that we always got. I mean, I understand where everybody kept coming from, that it wasn't a good idea to give a raise, but they haven't had a raise in probably 15 years. And that's, I don't know where that number was going to come from. And that's why I just brought it up. I mean, I understand if the actuary gets it, then that's where we go.
Yeah, and you're talking about a raise for the pension participants, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's actually part of the budget for the pension. So it should be factored into that. And what basically happens is you can amortize that over 3 years. So once we get kind of squared away with this, we can look at what that contribution and that raise will look like moving forward.
That's all I wanted to do, is make sure we didn't have to revisit after it didn't get forgotten. But you've got a handle on it.
Yes.
The only other thing, now, they always told us that the Voya or Empower is connected to this. Do we need to do that as two separate things? That's what I'm taking with the way you wrote this. That the
Empower, so the Empower is the 457. That's the deferred comp plan, correct?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, so that's going to be separate from the pension plan. I mean, we should definitely probably take a look at that as well. But I would say this one's probably more of a priority. The Empower plans, you know, the police and everything, they're making those contributions on their own into that.
Well, that's the hiccup. The public works sector is having a problem with it.
Okay.
I don't know the specific ones, but I guess they're seeing money coming out of their paycheck, but they don't see it going in. And I know the same company is running this, that's why I just wanted to, I understand that it needs to be separate. I just didn't know if we should be putting it in this for the RFQ the same way.
Yeah, I mean, it'll look decently similar to something like this. I would have to change the wording, and the 457 plan is not something that I manage. I can definitely help out with that. As treasurer, I'm held accountable towards this pension plan, but it'll look similar, Steve. It'll just have different tweaks in there in terms of the verbiage that we'll have to do. But if this so you're telling me Burn Wealth manages the 457 plan too?
That's what I've been told. And I know Agata had a couple of hiccups with it, and it was working for a little bit, and I guess it stopped again.
So if they're appointed third party wise with Empower, because I know that, I just know from my brother being a cop in Derby, for example, his statement comes directly from Empower, and he has no communication from Burn Wealth at all, which is definitely an issue. And that was something that I had brought up to Andrew before he left in terms of how that should be managed and some of the wording that's in that contract. But like I said, I think that we should kill this bird first, and then we can jump to that one.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't going to drop something off that we needed to. That's fine. In agreement. Nope. 100%.
Okay.
Steve, Charlie, my only question is, the 457 is not a pension plan. Is this pension board empowered to look at that too, or?
No, that's why I wanted to make sure that it wasn't something that we should be putting in, because the other company is running it. And if we were going to compare apples to apples, did we need to put something in there to bring it up? I'd rather not get us involved in it.
Yep.
And what Maria is telling us, it's separate. So that's perfect.
Yeah, Charlie, you hit it right on the head. I mean, it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with this board. Like I said, I can definitely advise on that, but I actually think that the 457 sits with the finance department.
Hey, Maria, just one quick question for me on what you wrote up here. So this, the length of contract, you highlighted this part, length of contract, minimum will cover initial 3 years, and then, for a maximum of 9 years, and then, written termination, the contract will provide for early termination by either party upon 60 days of written notification of the intention to do so. So is that like an at-will thing? Like, if we're not happy with the returns, if the plan isn't meeting the benchmarks compared to what you're seeing, I mean, I know you're in finance, so you'll have a great perspective of that. Does that leave you wiggle room to opt out of this if you would want?
Yeah. And that's, and that's a clause that is actually allowing us to do this like mid contract with the current company, is at any point. And a lot of those locked in things have to do with like fees and structure. So, if we have an agreed feed with the management company, typically that's locked in for a certain period of time or different thresholds. But it's always smart to have that where you have the ability at any point, if they're not living up to their end of the bargain, that you could give 60 days notice and move it or bring in a different advisor.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have any questions or anything they want to add?
Oh, one more for me. I'm sorry. If we do, if you do put this out and you find a different company that we want to go with, is there a period that people who are collecting their pension now can't draw from it as the transitions?
No, like what would probably happen is assets would come over in kind. Let's just say if we moved it to a different, because you'd just be switching like a broker dealer who would be overseeing the overall management. And then once that happened, they would switch the funds after the fact, but it would not affect any payments that are already going to people that are drawing on their pensions now. It wouldn't affect any of that.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Anybody else?
Steve, at this point, I would just say if Maria could just finalize the draft that she's done and gather the other information, we probably don't have to wait for our next meeting. She could probably send it out and we could individually mail her back to let her know if we have any further questions. Because if we do a group email response, that's considered a meeting. But
yes,
I don't see why we just don't let her complete it. And if Maria, you can get it done before the next meeting, we'll get it out there.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. And, you know, I spoke to Mark briefly about it yesterday, but it's, you know, we might get 30 people to bid on it. We might get two. I'm not, you know, who knows? So once we agree on that and it goes out there, we'll just have to be prepared to set a time, whether it's a couple different days aside, for people to obviously present on, you know, their proposal of taking it over, including obviously the Burn Wealth Group.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, you had it in there that it should be in person, and we were talking before, it would be nice to do it in person.
Yep.
To give, you know, once we get to a short list, I mean, if we get a lot and we have to have another meeting to do a short list, so be it. But
Rick, call a special meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think
30 days for response is enough, Maria?
Are you talking about for me to finish this, or are you talking about to send it out?
No, to give them if you send it out, would 30 days be enough for them?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to run it. The only thing I want to look at is if there's any parameters, where there's a, you know, set standard of time that we have to leave it out there to bid, and whatever that is, that's what I'll follow.
All right.
I didn't get that deep into it yet. It's probably either 30 or 45 days. If I had to guess.
I mean, trying to think how we can put this to a motion. I make a motion that we'll have Maria attach her Appendix A and move this to a final draft upon figuring out how long that she needs to put it out to bid, with no more than 45 days as a window, unless we have to come back to the board.
So moved.
Still that.
Second. I mean.
So I'm not quite understanding the motion. So Maria's going to add her appendix, and then she's going to mail it out to us before this meeting.
Was that the idea? Yes, because
so Maria finishes it up, gets all the other information that she needs to finish the document. She can mail it out to us. If we have any concerns with what she's mailed to us, then we can mail her back individually for her to address it. Just do not email back as a group. Don't do reply
right.
All.
And then if she mails it, she could give us a window. If I don't hear from you for a certain amount of time, that means everybody's good with it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Then she can take action and actually put the RFP out.
Yeah. If she finds out that it's 30 days, it'll go out. As long as it doesn't take more than 45, that gives us the middle of the next meeting. So by next meeting, theoretically, it could be out to bid already. For the RFP.
Correct.
May I restate the motion, Mr. Chair?
Let me find my chicken scratch. Make a motion that Maria attach her Appendix A, get the information back to the board via mail, and if she finds that she can get it out within 45 days, that she send out the RFP within that 45-day window.
So you're,
I don't
so
understand the window.
Yeah,
Matt,
Steve, just
to
put their bid in.
It's, yeah, you don't need
may
the 45
I,
days,
may,
Steve.
All right.
Yeah, you just all have. make a motion to have Ms. Conlon finalize the RFP with the necessary items to fill in the blanks and the appendixes. Email it to the entire group. Give us a small window to respond. If there are no responses, she's to move forward with putting it out to bid for the recommended amount of time.
I make a motion we do that.
Okay, we have a second.
We had a motion and a second. You have the motion and the second. I was just trying to restate friendly. it in a way that would make sense to somebody reading the minutes of the meeting.
That was a friendly cleanup, Mark.
Yeah, that
works for me. I don't have a problem with taking the 45-day window out. Works for me.
But is it the intent of the board to have it be the solicitation open for 45 days? Is that the idea?
No, that's whatever she's going to find out.
Right. Whatever the standard allows. Right. So we don't want to say 45. We don't want to have any numbers in there, Mark. Whatever the standard is, Maria will know.
And I'll send that. I'll find that out before I send you guys the revised and finalized attachment. Right. And I'll send that in the email so that everybody knows.
Perfect. You're doing a great job, Maria, but if nobody told you that.
Thank you. Hopefully better than Mark making toast at City Hall.
Do we have a fire alarm today, 1 Elizabeth Street, that I saw?
We did. It was more smoke than fire.
Yeah.
That's what they all say.
Yeah.
Okay. Having a second and a motion, you have a vote and possible action.
Aye.
Aye.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you, Maria.
You are welcome.
Moving on. Number 9. Adjournment.
I'll second whoever wants to make that.
I had a rough day. I apologize.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
See you guys next month.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Maria.
Have a good holiday, everybody.
Thank you, Maria.
Bye, guys. Thanks. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
See ya.